KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, it's mostly sunny and 26 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today and a high around 30. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The Creston Police Department reports two people were arrested on drug charges over the past few days. At around 2 a.m. today, Monday, 35-year-old Mike W. Post of Lorimar was arrested at Fremont and Walnut Streets in Creston with assistance from the Creston Police K-9 Baxo. Post was taken into custody for possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver more than 5 grams of methamphetamine, possession with the intent to deliver less than 50 kilos of marijuana, failure to affix a drug tax stamp, carrying weapons, possession of meth first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Post was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. At around 8:50 p.m. on Saturday, Creston police arrested 41-year-old Justin Hodge for driving while suspended and possession of a controlled substance first offense. Hodge was released from custody on a $1,300 bond. And Creston police report 28-year-old Devin Heimke of Creston was arrested at around 3 a.m. Sunday for public intoxication. He was later released on a $300 bond. A man from Lenox reported to Creston police late Friday morning that sometime either late Thursday or early Friday, someone broke into a residence he was working on at the 500 block of West Mills Street. A person or persons unknown gained entry by breaking glass on the front door of the residence. Once inside, they took a Masterforce chop saw. The loss and damage was estimated at $200 altogether. A man from southern Iowa's Lucas County is accused of purposely ramming his car into a pickup and then stabbing that vehicle and assaulting responding deputies. KCCI says court documents show the incident happened Saturday on Interstate 80 near Earlham. 30-year-old Brendan Carroll of Russell reportedly told authorities he intentionally crashed into a truck because he saw it try to run law enforcement off the road. The Dallas County deputy who responded said he was the only law enforcement in the area and that he was 10 miles away. Court documents show Carroll tried to grab the deputy's firearm multiple times while he was being arrested and even said to the deputy, quote, "I'm going to kill you." Carroll is now facing multiple charges, including assault, harassment, reckless driving, and disarming a peace officer. He was being held in the Dallas County Jail in lieu of $10,000 cash bond. A Fort Dodge man is now charged with last Thursday's bank robbery in Scranton. Chantel Grove reports from Carroll.
According to a release from Greene County Sheriff Jack Williams, 27-year-old Zachary Michael Anderson Wales was taken into custody at approximately 10:30 a.m. on Saturday. He's been charged with first-degree robbery and first-degree theft. Anderson Wales is alleged to have entered the People's Bank in Scranton at around 10:30 a.m. Thursday, wearing a face mask and sunglasses with a sweatshirt hood pulled over his head. Still photos from the bank's security video were distributed and the public's assistance was requested in helping to identify the suspect.
The FBI, gaming enforcement, the Carroll, Calhoun, and Boone County Sheriff's Offices, and Lake City, Boone, and Ames Police Departments assisted in locating and arresting Anderson Wales. The investigation into the robbery is ongoing. Elsewhere in the news, police in Red Oak report a Pottawatomie County man was arrested Saturday evening on a sexual assault charge. Authorities say 20-year-old Isaiah Michael Reinebarger of Council Bluffs was arrested for sexual assault without injury. He was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $2,000 cash bond. A complaint just before noon Saturday about a person trespassing on property in Montgomery County resulted in an arrest. Montgomery County Sheriff's Department reports 28-year-old Justin Marsden was located on the property at Ginkgo Avenue. They say he was arguing with the property owners. Marsden had previously been served with a notice not to enter the property and had not left when directed to do so. He was taken into custody without incident and charged with criminal trespass in the first offense. Bond was set at $300. Well, there's been discussion about potential college student loan changes by the Biden administration and possibly loan forgiveness. At the nonprofit Iowa Student Loan, President Steve McCullough says you shouldn't wait to see what the federal changes are before reviewing your loans.
So the most important thing those people can do now, rather than just wait for some additional assistance, is to call their loan servicer and inquire about the tools that are already in place that are there to help them.
He says it's an important issue that does need attention.
There are some student loan borrowers who are in desperate need of assistance. It's not every student loan borrower. As a matter of fact, it's only a minority percentage of borrowers that are really in a crisis. But for those borrowers, they really do need some help. So it's good that policymakers are looking to provide additional help for student loan borrowers.
College students used to have 10 years after they graduated to pay off their student loans. McCullough says that has changed.
Over time, what's happened is borrowers have been given a lot more repayment options and length of time to repay. There's a program right now called Income Contingent Repayment or Income Based Repayment, where people will pay as a percentage of their income. And if that loan is not repaid after 20 years, the remainder is forgiven.
McCullough says everyone is different and you should review your own situation and see what is best.
Particularly for people that are struggling to make payments, they should really look at the Federal Direct Program's Income Contingent Loan Program, Income Based Repayment Program. If it'll lower the payment amount to an amount they can afford, and if they don't get a better job, don't start making more money over the long haul, the remaining balance of their loan could be forgiven.
McCullough says you can also call Iowa Student Loan, and they can help you find the information to consider what to do with your student loans. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.